tucked up peach in the dress she made when she was still a mama's little girl. And when she walked down the aisle, everybody smiled at her innocence and curls. And when the preacher said, is there anyone here got a reason why they shouldn't wear? I should have stopped up my hand. I should have got up to stand.
Then I realized heroes. And we're here. Hi guys, it's your very favourite person called Art Jones UK, Art Jones UK, with another episode of Radio Redux. I am joined here by my Sonic Rex co-staff member, fiancé, and person next to me.
Thanks.
I was trying to.
Your music's your words. You really do.
Then I shall say no more then. We're here with another episode of Radio Redux, and it's the last Radio Redux, Echo pointed out earlier, the last Radio Redux with me as a single man.
Well, at least not bound by, you know.
Not bound by laws of religion and God.
You forget about the real laws behind, you know, getting married and things like that.
There are no laws.
You can't
all
get
a lie.
Married to somebody else, per se, unless you terminate the first one, etc., etc., etc.
Hmm. So you say so I have the right to terminate you?
No.
Awesome. Awesome. You heard it here.
Oh, wait. Now you are just twisting words, friend.
Friend? See, I've dropped down that far. I'm just friend
you're,
now.
You're sitting here and
saying, oh, yeah.
Like, to terminate me. I think you've earned it.
No, you insinuated that I had the right to. Which was somewhat confusing.
Clearly.
Is our relationship that bad that you want to end it all?
Yes! Yes! I want... Does he strange?
Yeah. Why are you little?
That's not right.
No, that was the wrong noise, you're completely right. Will you stop playing with the scissors? These are kitchen scissors, why are they up here?
I don't know. So
oh,
you know.
Man.
Yeah.
You can have to wash those up with washing up. That is still he's doing. Echo's got this great little tactic, folks. She actually leaves the washing up until it's in such a tremendous pile that there's no choice that I...
Are you actually going to do this show?
I had to...
I'm
doing the show!
Are you going to introduce the tracks that you put on, or are you going to rag on me?
I thought rag on you would be a good way to start. she loves me, really. Not much.
Saying
but, not much, but she loves me, really. But, yes, at the beginning of the show... We had, because we're in a sort of wedding-y mood.
You're in a wedding-y mood. I don't know what the hell you think I am. I'm half awake, so I'll give that much away.
It's better than some shows. As Kissed the Bride by Elton John. And then, because T-Bird requested it, we sort of seeged into Together, the music from Macho Man Randy Savage. Thinking. And Elizabeth! It's Elizabeth's wedding. Because, you know. Because Randy Savage is one of T-Bird's idols.
It's possible.
No, he actually has an idol of him. It's a 5-foot-tall effigy made out of marble.
Impressive.
As he has on top of his house.
Really? Too bad he lives in the middle of York, so nobody could possibly prove or disprove this. Except for him, unless he walked out.
And the entire population of York, presumably.
Well, do we know anybody from York?
It's great, because... <we're, laughs>
yeah, that's what I thought.
We actually... Because every time he his doorbell, yeah, you press it, it goes da 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 da. That's actually his doorbell.
Have you ever actually rang his doorbell?
I've been in front of his door.
You've been in front of his door.
I haven't been in front of his door.
You haven't been in front.
No.
Right.
What's pity? I'm sure it's a very nice door.
Maybe he's severed.
It's probably bulging a bit for all the Sonic merch that he keeps behind it.
He has a room for that. He
has several rooms for it. He has several houses, in fact, for it.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Anyway, time to go through the as just been pointed out. Roll call. Why have I just been given random permissions? What the smeg? I'm gonna be in random permissions. Yeah.
You're the man now, dog.
Earthart says that AOK will lose the ability to have parties. What parties were these?
Why weren't you invited?
Why weren't I invited to my own parties? Yes, so, starting from bottom, we have Spondy Trigon, who is away. She was on Sonic Adventure DX for PC. It's nice for him to be so specific. Tiggy SDK, Sonic AD, SJSSF, Go! Shadow Fox 04, Shadow Chan.
What?
Suspicious. Who is Shadow Chan?
That's a new one.
Wherever, I've been bumped somewhere else now. Why is JJD? I've no idea what he's doing. Thanks, mate, so that kept, I can take it back off you now. I was like, good. I've no idea what heck it is, or what it does. Shades, Ringtail Fox, Project Phoenix, Kits, who is also away. Joe Forever, Guest 21743. Gerbilsoft. That's just Gerbilsoft, not Gerbilsoft.
Nice.
Joe Forever suggests that it could be Umiyuri.
Umiyuri keeps lurking around you in weird ways. What? She does. And I thought she wanted to marry us both at this point, so I'm not really sure anymore.
Could be interesting. We've also got... sorry, Trevor said guest 2173. Gerbilsoft, Iron Eagle Vantor. D'Artagnan, Bluebird 95. Alpha Claw 11, The DJ! This is because everyone's been given different permissions. This buggered up the bottom to top alphabetical order.
Yeah, completely.
This is all JJ Forever's fault.
He's just bored.
The DJ, VJ, Earthheart Turbo, T-Bird, Rolko, AUK is an SSR, has random powers that you didn't know what the hell they are. MK. Jay, who is also Forever Sonic, or is with Forever Sonic?
Jay, who is Forever Sonic.
Jay is Forever Sonic. Crazy. Birdie Biafra. Dread Eat.
Dread Eat. He's stuffing his face with cake.
Cake.
Which he gave you much love. You gotta admit.
He gave you much love.
You coincidentally tuned in.
I tuned in just as he was going about the Rio announcement and my tweet, which basically said that everyone should actually be, you know, that I basically said, you know, actually it was me who got there being a Rio trailer and a separate Rio announcement,
yeah.
Which is true. Funnily enough, I got you the Rio announcement because I went, look, you should make a big deal out of this, it's freaking Rio Azuki!
Yeah.
And then everyone just went, Shenmue. Yeah, okay then.
then they turned around and everybody else reacted with Shenmue 3. That's all good.
Dread Eat, actually, I like the fact it's in capital letters because it's like, Dread Eat!
Good to know.
I think he's turned into the Incredible Hulk.
It's possible. Incredibles found.
Reagan Smash! Dreadnoughts eat!
What is Earthbot?
And Chanbot, of course. Earthbot wants many things. You know those parties with all the girls and the booze, where he doesn't go to them either.
Yeah.
Damn it! I could have had parties with booze and girls. It's all your fault.
Clearly, you didn't have a couple of years' time to totally live your life and have these kind of things and find somebody who is more conveniently placed in the country and doesn't require nearly as much paperwork.
Hmm. You're right, that was a bit of a fail on my part, wasn't it?
Yeah. But here I am.
Made it to interview. Never had a chance.
Okay. Oh, my word.
Vija says now the parties are at his place. Yeah, we know all about the parties at Vija's place.
Ooh.
Everyone knows the parties at his place. They're legendary. They're legendary. Actually, you know the Family Guy?
What?
You know the, Stewie parties? Those are actually at Vija's flat.
Nice.
It's well known. Perhaps it's taking photos of the wedding to share with the world.
No, we're not going to take any photos. We didn't think anybody really would want to remember that day at all. Mm-hmm. Just seriously. Plus, you know, they cost so much, and it's just freaking pictures. I mean, honestly.
JJ/ForeverZonic says, does it involve a small Tails plushie?
Oh, yes, you know it does.
Wow!
Oh, dear. Mm. But, yeah, of course, we're getting pictures. I don't know where we're going to put them.
Well, let's put it this way. He's calling them carpet burns. But they weren't carpet.
Right, but yeah, we have no idea.
Naked girls in the small tails plush. Yeah, this is getting worse.
Yeah.
Peanut butter feature time.
Yeah.
Peanut butter feature and tails plush.
Oh God, it only gets worse.
Yes. Yes, Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize. Did you hear this?
No, I did not hear it. And I think that's a load, because he didn't do anything.
They said that there's actually a closing date when you actually have to sort of nominate people for the awards. And what it basically was like... Aww. Everyone hug Vija again.
great. Now he's gonna.
It was something like he had to. It was the closing date was like 2 weeks after he won the election, so he'd been office for like 9 or 12 days.
Yeah,
and he won a Nobel Peace Prize for nine to 12 days work for the stuff that he didn't do until very recently.
Pretty much, yeah. So that's kind of...
He's given hope for people around the world.
I guess I would call him kind of an inspiring character. I do believe I voted for Hillary, though, because I am stupid like that and didn't really care as much because I was leaving the country anyway. I admit that wholeheartedly.
You would stuff it up.
I was voting for... But anyway, no, she's in the cabinet anyway, but still. No, I think that was just peace right there. There was some sort of peace offer. It's like, I'll stick you in the cabinet if you shut up.
It's interesting, though, but it's like, it's complete nonsense.
Pretty much.
He's given hope for people around the world. How?
Yeah, usually you'd figure a peace prize.
Because he's black? That's how. So how, you know?
To be honest, it is
sycophantic,
a big deal.
And you know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal, but
the UK did it.
He's
first,
not done anything. No, we haven't had a black prime minister.
No, you've had a female, but you haven't had a black. Okay, so we're.
But it's kind of, you know, a bit.
I'm not sure what Jay-Zach's doing to Vija, but I'm a little concerned.
I'm trying to think of the right word. It's almost like quite condescending in a way that he's got that. It was like, but he's given hope to people around the world because, you know, he's aspired to something that, you know, black people have never reached before. It's like, yes, but surely Nobel Peace Prize is not you shouldn't win Nobel Peace based upon the color of your skin.
To be honest, it's
that's
even,
nonsense.
It's not even that, because he just followed what is pretty much attributed as the worst president as we've had ever. He basically followed in line, and it's just that much different and not screwing things up and can actually pronounce his sentences just enough and be coherent and apparently work for change.
Frankly, a clown who gives blowjobs to goats could have may have done a better job than George W. Bush. So, it shouldn't be.
I didn't vote for him because I wasn't old enough to. But anyway.
You voted for the clown.
I would.
You voted for the clown.
Did not.
Actually, US got the clown, didn't they?
I don't know. You really couldn't tell.
It's an interesting topic of news.
I guess it's weird. That just
it's so ridiculous.
You literally heard my reaction. I was like, okay, whatever. You know, yeah, this is going to be over in 24 hours' time. Nobody's going.
In other news, he's also won the Nobel Prize for Literature for the forewords for a book he did.
Oh my word!
And also Nobel Prize for Science.
He's already written
because you know he went to that school. And sat in on a science class.
Anyway,
I'm pretty certain we had some tweets as well. Yes, indeed, Digi and Trippy are listening.
Yay!
You can send in your questions as per usual. You can do that by either PMing me. I'm ArchangelK, in the TSS chat room. You can also tweet your questions to me by going at Sonic Rex with no gaps in them. In it, you can also email me and Echo Hawk, of course, your questions by doing radio@radioredux.com. Oh, sorry, radioredux@sonicrex.com.
Twitter. Oh my gosh, you fail. You said at radioredux.com.
Well, no, yeah, I tried to get that, and I couldn't. Somebody who joined it. Radioredux@sonicrex.com. Yes, that's it. I'm only saying that because we actually have a question from that.
Yeah.
This week. Right. And of course, you can go on Inferior Online, the Sonic Rex message board, which has a skin that doesn't disappear. And it's back now. It's SMB skin.
Good.
But it's all sorts of fun. Where's Flyboy Fox gone? That's what I want to know. She's disappeared. You disappeared from my forum. Come back!
You ask and you...
Come back, Alex! Answer. It needs more Flyboy Fox.
There you go. I have no idea what, but there you go.
Did you want to know when our wedding is?
Well,
the question.
Thanks, yeah, because he pretty much completely... What is the word for it? What'd you use?
Excuse me, I'm going to have to do something very quickly.
Oh dear, what's that? No! Go! No!
Yes, I'm
no.
sorry. For that!
No!
For that, it's not for you!
Why do you play the heathen's music? He had to electronically find this because I took his fail button away.
There we go. Yeah, where is my fail button?
I've hidden it and you won't get it back. You're lucky I haven't destroyed it yet.
Somewhere in there.
I've had to move it since you hit it accidentally somehow, but you still couldn't find it. But in any case, that's irrelevant. But you were going to answer the question, silly?
So Rex, guess who? Houndoom Metal. Is it another Umiuri account?
It wouldn't surprise you.
Is it I'm guessing Houndoom's yet another Umiuri. We do have more questions already. When is your wedding? It's next Saturday.
Which means next Sunday we will definitely not be doing a show because we'll be coming home.
Yes, there is there is no Radio Redux. Might not be a Sonic Hour.
No, No, he says there's gonna be, which I...
Oh, good luck with that. Good luck getting back for that. All right. But no, we're not. We're having a week off next week for obvious reasons. Because technically Sunday is kind of our honeymoon, I suppose.
That's a load. We're just basically doing nothing, and then we're coming back home. We'll do a proper honeymoon sometime next year when we leave the country or do something crazy. But right now we have to get things sorted with the government so I can stay.
Mm-hmm. That's the next. That's the next thing.
Yeah. But we're getting it together. We got most of that stuff together.
Jay agrees with me. Everyone needs Flyboy Fox, indeed. Right. Everyone does need Flyboy Fox. Jay also says a new venture.
I'm guessing that's
what a new what a new Flyboy Fox venture?
I don't know. La 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 la. I don't know.
Oh no, there's rumours of Flyboy Fox in a leotard on the SMB Star Forum.
Mm-hmm. You already partially answered.
Yeah, we've done that one. New venture, we'll do sort out a new venture. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the only problem with that, Jay, is I don't own a Wii.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So I wouldn't be, honeymoon would not be his day to play Mario and Sonic at the, and you fail because it's the Olympic Winter Games, not the Winter Olympic Games. You should know by now!
I don't know, I'd probably screw it up too. You chastise me all the same.
Silence. SMX is drinking chocolate.
Yeah, that probably makes
sense. Is he drinking chocolate, or is he drinking...
Drinking chocolate.
Or is he drinking... Is he actually just put a bar of dairy milk in a mug and going... and trying to drink it?
No, he stuffed it in the microwave first, so it's melted. God. Very thought repulsive. Oh, too much. Ooh.
Jails is here looking forward to Cataclysm.
And he makes a face because obviously he should know. Yeah. Would you stop playing the goddamn music before I harm you? Stop it! Close the tab now or I will harm you. I'm gonna sort you out, seriously. Next break, you're not even gonna be doing this show anymore. You're going to be, like, lying on the bed, bedridden, because you can't move, because I did something horrible to you over the music break. Do you really want that?
I missed what you said to begin with, because I was reading the screen.
Nice. Yes. I know you all hate our talk, but no, I'm not looking forward to it, and I will continually forever say that, so.
I've met a WoW player that isn't looking forward to Cataclysm. Well, you just have.
Yeah. I'm really not looking.
Yeah, Cataclysm is a fail-palooza.
Yeah, and I've told him why, and the fact that it's WoW he doesn't like, but the fact that what they've done with it is just terrible, so.
Vija says domestic violence for the win. Yes, we know.
He's a foot taller and probably a couple stone heavier than I am.
Play about twice your weight, probably, don't I?
I forget. I don't know how many stones I am. I know I'm like 130 American pounds.
American pounds.
I'm not worth 130 British sterling. Okay.
Is it 130 American pounds with grilled American cheese? Fake imitation cheese as well.
It's not fake imitation. That's bad.
It's imitation American cheese.
Yeah. That doesn't. I don't know. They're deviating. Just let them go.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
it's not about lore. It's more just the way.
Anyway, can we get off World of Warcraft?
They keep bringing it up because I bet secretly in their hearts the Sonic community wishes there was a show with World of Warcraft at least mentioned in it. There should be like a 5-minute section in your show where it should be.
I've played Warcraft music before. I've no problem with Warcraft music.
I don't even know. Just no. We need to get to the real-time strategy bit of it.
Right. Anyway, we got questions coming up. We're gonna have a music break first.
Yeah. So I'm gonna beat you. So I don't know how you're gonna answer those questions.
I'm gonna retaliate. Is what I'm just gonna happen. I'd like to see you try. All right. We got.
I think that's a challenge, ladies and gentlemen.
I can beat you with one finger.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Uh-huh.
No, you can't. It doesn't prove anything.
Doesn't prove anything, huh? Doesn't prove anything, huh? Doesn't prove anything, huh?
It's probably sounding very dodgy to everybody who's listening. We have no idea.
But basically, having a fiancé who's lived in the house, I'm now aware of all the chinks in Echo Hawk's armour. Especially, this is places where she's very ticklish. So all I have to do... Yeah, shut up! So all I have to do, actually, she can be completely rendered immobile with one finger. Quite literally... It's quite quite fun. It's just bits of giggles.
Stop it.
There we go. Oh, she's all upset now. Anyway, enough of that.
It's a Blake.
It's a Blake. Woo! It's a Blake. Blake appearance.
New challenge. Woo!
Let's go, Blake.
So Sven dotes on you. You dote on Blake. Blake dotes on.
Dote? Sven dotes on me?
Yes, he doted on you in the last show. A little bit.
Interesting definition of dote.
I guess.
Maybe it's my said, I've got a request from for Deep Core from Sonic Rush Adventure.
I thought we did something similar to that.
No, I'm happy with that. We're gonna have, so we'll have that.
As well as.
And,
I thought you were doing Rush of
Dark Flame wants waking up as well, and I'm more than happy to have waking up.
Why?
Because I like waking up. Right. Waking up, rigging out, it's Judy and Kay.
That's true.
All Judy and Kay is good. Just because I said so.
Uh-huh.
Right, I'm going to go off and teach Echo Hawk a lesson.
Bullshit. I'm sorry.
And yeah, you will be in a minute.
No, I won't be.
You'll be in giggles.
You're gonna be severely.
Giggles ahoy.
Yeah.
Right.
You're gonna lose
music.
A piece of your manliness in about a minute. This is what we go through on a day-to-day struggle for dominance in the relationship. Isn't it exciting?
Here's Sonic Rush Adventure. And that was Waking Up from Joe the Hedgehog by Julian Kay. You lost.
I did not lose. I never lose.
You lost.
I never lose.
There was a sort of pillow fight slash quilt war.
Listen, you're
that's Echo Lost.
What is it, a featherweight against a heavyweight, and you think that's fair?
I think you lost.
I did not lose. I did not yield to you. I did not yield. I do not yield. Stop. Look what he does to me.
Now, I know of other weak spots that I haven't used yet.
That's nice. Yeah, you can't get me that easily.
So under the armpit and under the sole of the foot, you must have you guys.
Yeah, and you like having your feet touched too, don't you? Mm. Don't you?
Yes. So I was playing very dirty.
Yeah, how is that dirty? That's completely
You were just waiting for nipples.
Well,
you're very,
that was just for fun. To be
really?
Honest.
I see.
It worked, didn't it? You were like, what the
hell? Hmm.
I worry about
you sometimes.
You worry about
me all the time. Yeah. Right, question time. Questions and answers. Answers and questions. Q&A UK!
Featuring
the dulcet tones of Echo, my underarms are very delicate hawk.
Quit it.
I will retaliate in kind.
You earned it. Oh, epic win. You hit the chair. Oh, winner is you.
I get slaps you, right? Yeah.
I don't know how to. Ah, you deserve that.
I feel nothing.
That's why I have to go for some more sensitive territories.
Places it's the radio EastEnders.
We're not that boring.
Well, perhaps we'll have in which case, just for that, there is something we could have. Back in just a second.
Well, it's been quite a week in Albert Square on BBC One as Pat and Peggy went head-to-head. Frank and Roy go bumper-to-bumper. Unmissable. EastEnders.
Oh, what's watching? Frank left you. Your boys left you. Boys. And now Roy's left. You think Frank wants you? Mutton dressed as lamb. You!
Wow. Temper.
Anyway, you're nothing to write home about. No wonder Roy can't do it.
Dare you!
No, blame him, I'll kill you.
You get for me.
You come back what you said.
You bitch.
You cow.
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 You bitch.
You cow!
You bitch!
You slag! You're out of order!
You're breaking people.
I'm breaking people.
When the hell did you get that voice?
hectic care of my pub.
Right.
The hell is that?
Anyway. Alright. Enough of that. Did you want Sway? Sonic Rex, I need to talk to Becky about boobs. Tell her to check her PMs in a sec.
After the show, I will, but I have to fix El Kevio here, his dinner, and it shouldn't take
me. Yeah.
It should be like 5 minutes, really, so I'll be back on, because he's been on the computer all day, and it's going to be like my turn to get shit done, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like all 360 up in your face.
Okay.
Not in your face.
No.
Up in your face.
Although you'll be making the bed, by the way. Using it as an entire weapon against me in your in your objective to try and
She was sausage rolled with a sleeping bag and a double bed duvet. She was completely
and it still didn't yield, so
yeah, because you
not this again. No, put the arm over. Put the
goose.
You keep doing it. Stop calling it goose. Now everybody's confused. What's a goose? You're not gonna win.
When you see Echo, just go up to her and just get the two fingers under the armpit and just go, GOOSE!
There is a chance you'll come away with scars from that experience. That's my disclaimer and I'm standing by it.
Did you just try and pull a hair out of my chin?
No. I wouldn't feel like that.
I was gonna say.
I was pinching the chin button.
Chin button?
That's what it's called! It's a chin button! The part of your chin that sticks out that's not bone is a chin button. Facial reconstructing people, talk to them. They will tell you. It's a chin button.
That's assuming they can talk to you after the facial reconstruction.
No, I meant the people who do the facial reconstruction.
Talk to the victim! Hi there! How are you?
Nice.
How's that new chin coming along? Do you know there's a button? Right.
It's a button!
It's a button! It's a button! It's a button!
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, so we have questions.
Do we?
We do.
Really?
Yes.
Aww.
Questions.
That means I have to work. And it's already 54 after.
Doesn't matter. Anyway,
first
Katie Fox says, D-A-U-K and Echo, how many characters are there from the Sonic series that includes games, comics, and cartoons? Because I get confused of who's in it and why. We've got an exact answer for you there.
You do.
I'll do it.
You do it.
I'll do it. You.
Me? I just answer too many, but you go for it.
Over 9,000!
Because you can. Yeah.
I don't know. Too many.
Yeah. See?
Too many.
My answer is the true answer.
Don't worry, I might come on Rex Factor this year, says Katie Fox. Well, technically she already has, because she won the Summer of Sonic Rex Factor. So, Katie Fox would kind of go into All-Stars, I think.
I don't know, I guess, if you
want to do that. I know, I'm not going to take part in it this year.
I haven't decided, I always have something that comes up by the end of the year, and at this rate, it could be, who knows, at this point. Last year I had surgery, basically, on my mouth, I had so many teeth filled, I might as well have been, so. Anyway.
Rev order!
You've gone and lost the questions, haven't you?
No, I was trying to get back to where I was. There we go.
Fail.
There we go. AUK, can you think any zone names from... Taliku asks, I should say.
Yeah.
Can you think of any zone names from the 14 levels in Heroes? It's like Heroes.
Oh,
well, technically it's 15 if you count Seagate.
Oh. But yeah, of course you can.
Let's see. Ocean Palace. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one which I can't remember its name. There's Power Plant, Frog Forest, Bingo Highway.
Oh, God, don't ever remind me of that place ever
again. Is it Casino Park?
Something. Casino, Bingo Highway, Casino Park, yeah.
Yeah. Cryptic Castle. Mystic Mansion. Final Fort Proof? Egg Fleet?
Huh, yeah, Egg Fleet. So you
can name some. I've already mentioned Seagate, which is technically the 15th level. Seaside Hill? No. Ocean Palace, Seaside Hill? There's another one. Isn't the Ray is Rail Canyon?
Yeah, something similar to Rail.
Something Station.
Yeah.
So yeah, quite a few actually. I'm quite pleased about that. But I win because there's actually 15.
Alright.
Sort of 14 and a half, let's say. Echo, what would be Satan Robotnik's reaction to seeing his modern counterpart acting the way he does nowadays?
I think somebody did something similar.
Yeah, there was... my immediate thought was of the Sonic shorts.
Yeah, and then he's just...
You wretched rapscallion!
Yeah. And that...
I, Dr. Ivo Robotnik! So you take your plans more seriously.
They just end up arguing because they both think they're the best.
This actually follows on quite nicely because, have you seen the Sonic Short series? I don't know. Have we seen the Sonic Short series?
Have we seen the ones that haven't even been released yet? Or have
yeah.
Yet?
Well, I have, anyway.
You've seen them.
I've seen the ones that have not been released yet. There's one which is just awesome, epic, which we didn't put in the preview. But I said no for it for the preview because it was a bit too much. But it made me laugh so much because it was about fan characters. Okay. And it is just amazing.
Well, you'll see it when they come out. So you've got more to look forward to.
What is your favorite? Well, for me, what is my favorite short in the above series?
Probably the one that hasn't even come out yet.
No, actually. I do like... and it is Boozer Man as well as a result, funnily enough, because it's the Sonic and Amy getting an Invector carrier. Press the A button to slide through tight places. It's just like, oh,
yeah.
Oh man,
that's pretty bad.
Okay, what is one boss that drove you up the walls whenever you faced him? Be a Razor Jin, wouldn't it, for you at the moment?
I have my moments with him. I'm trying to think. I have shitty ones. I'd still have to go back to my very first one because I've never wasted as many lives on anything else. Razor Jin just has his good days and his bad days. You either have the timing or you don't. Which, admittedly, he's the second shittiest boss I've ever faced. But the first shittiest still has to be Biolizard, which I waste 46 lives learning.
What was that, sorry?
46 lives on Biolizard.
Oh, yeah, Biolizard.
That was my first... bitch, and when we finally beat it, I was quite pleased with myself. I literally screamed across the house, and Crystal came running, and she's like, "Oh my god, you beat it!" Because she'd never done it either, so it was great. Of course, that's a terrible impression of her, but she doesn't really listen to this show. I should tell her about it. Maybe she would listen.
Never mind that.
Okay.
No, so we've got another question coming up.
Yeah. From who?
I'm just trying to find an answer to Digi's question.
Isn't that funny? He answers it musically.
Yeah. Digi Valentine asked, Sonic Rex, does Robot give Smog the Reefer? And the answer to that is?
I don't smog the Reefer.
There we go. That's your answer, Digi.
Those crazy kids.
Should there be a minigame in Project Needlemouse where you get to shoot multiple Omachow a la Duck Hunt?
See, but that's Needlemouse.
How do you know there isn't?
Yeah.
Dun dun dun!
Dude, no Needlemouse question.
But then again, it's just like anything. It's like, should there be a mini game in Project Needlemouse where you whip Goofy with a cat of nine tails made out of Donald Duck's intestines? How do you know there isn't? Dun dun dun!
I sure hope not, because I'm certain Disney wouldn't approve of such a design.
They may.
I doubt it. You'd have to call
Mickey him. Might consent it if he's because you know
he's the whipper.
Well, you know, for a bag of crack, he might. It's well known that Mickey Mouse has a very bad crack cocaine habit.
Good to know.
Yeah. Well, it's not good. But it is good.
I don't know. You're the one going off on a tangent so far away and cross.
Who is your favourite internet voice actress? Mine is Rena Chan for the Brawl Taunts Flash. I don't have a favourite internet voice actor. Actually, no, I do have a favourite internet voice actor. It's me.
Nice. What did you appear in again?
I appeared in Red Hedgehog 6.
That's right.
I was on Red Hedgehog 6.
You got a special thank you.
I got. I'm not sure I did actually.
Yes, you did. You got a thank
did
you.
Did I?
You
oh,
worked
good.
In the credits. You got a thank you.
I got a special thank you.
At the end.
Sega could learn from this to actually remember to put me in credits for things.
Even if it's just
a... I'm looking forward to Mario and Sonic, because I guarantee you I'm not in the credits for that either.
I'm probably going
to
be.
Which would make... I'm going to go the entire year without being in the credits for a game of mine. It's going to be great. It's a good thank you. You had more people thanking me for my hard work by ignoring. Anyway, Echo, who's your favourite artist on DeviantArt? This is a good question. Who is your favourite artist on DeviantArt?
I don't think I have a favourite one, but I do have several favourites, but honestly, right now, I mean, if you're into the Sonato, and I'm not saying that you are, but F Sonic, and he's got kind of the wiggly line in the middle, is pretty good, which sounds very dodgy as far as the DeviantArt name goes, but, Sinandra is my WoW/fantasy artist right now that I really like, and as far as, like, general Sonic stuff goes, it's between, like, Manshenita or something, like, I can't say the name, and I think there's a couple other people, there's somebody new, actually, who's starting to do Sonic work, and I can't think of their name for... Sanshi. So if you haven't gone S-O-N-S-H-I...
M-O-U-S-E, Mickey Mouse. Sorry.
I will hurt you. But yeah, they're kind of newer, but I saw they did, like, a Werehog thing. She's got, like, maybe 10 deviations, devs, whatever. And, yeah. And you're gonna play the music. Just despite me. Do this shit when you answer questions, okay? I'm trying to be honest about somebody who's really sweet and a really good quality artist, and you're busy playing the damn Mickey Mouse song. Oh god.
The Mickey Mouse.
Turn it off! I'm not gonna finish the show with you if you're gonna continue this nonsense with me.
A-L-C-H-A-N-G-E-L-E. M-U-S-E. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
You're a horrible human being.
I am nasty and horrible, and you probably shouldn't marry me.
Too bad! Now look what you're getting into. Because once we're hitched, man.
You'll stop doing the work.
Damn right.
Which work would this be?
I don't know. Anything I thought of doing there.
Wow.
Bam!
You mean instead of not doing the washing up, you'll not do the washing up?
No, I'm never doing the washing up. As soon as we're married, that's never happening. Forget it. They'll just wash themselves. See, the question is, you're not sure if I'm being serious or not.
Trust me, you're not.
Aww.
Anyway.
Look at that.
You finished? Your DeviantArt?
Really? You just ask that. If you paid attention, you might actually know.
Sorry, what?
This is going to be a long week. If he doesn't make it to the wedding, don't look at me first. Look at me after, like, a couple other suspects, please. Humor me and say I didn't kill him. Continue. Since you insist.
Do both of you have the Sonic CD fix patch with it? No, we answered this last week! We don't have Sonic CD for Windows! Why would we need a patch? Iga Havanto! He's only on his way.
I used to have it, but it didn't work.
If Mephiles, Dark Guy, Metalik, and Nazo from the Nazo Unleashed Flash were fighting each other, who's your money on winning the fight? Chip.
I haven't fought Dark Guy, so I...
Dark Guy is asleep. Mephiles doesn't exist. Nazo doesn't exist either, so Metal Sonic wins by default, surely.
Oh dear, here comes Flaky Boo. My display temper. See, he doesn't appreciate your shit.
Actually, I think that was a burn of what I said to you.
He gets a kick when I see him next weekend, so that's fair.
No, he doesn't. He gets a hug.
He gets a kick, and then maybe a hug.
He gets a kiss and a hug.
A kick.
Kiss.
K-I-C-K.
M-O-U-S-A. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're...
This will be good, actually, bearing in mind your current mindset. Echo, if Amy started crushing on AUK, would you A, shoot her away, B, say, "Oh my god!" in her face till she ran away, or C, nick her Pico Pico hammer and chase her off with it?
It would probably be C, but instead of knocking her away, I'd probably knock him upside the head and bludgeon him so much till he's no longer an appealing figure. And if she still wants him, by all means, she can have him.
She loves me, really. If you could go back in time and stop any game series, Mario Cough, from being made, what game series would it be?
See, the irony is, if you stop Mario, you actually stop the Sonic series.
Yeah, because the entire point of the Sonic series was that it was to be created as a rival to Mario. So if you get rid of Mario, you get rid of Sonic. And also, you'd get rid of the rivalry which pushed the two franchises up.
And
so,
eventually, ironically, together.
So. And yes, very much so.
But if I'd get rid of one, I'd probably get rid of... And I know I'm going to get shot in the foot for saying it, but there's, like, some weird ones, like, just Earthworm Jim and Rayman and Bandicoot.
Bandicoot!
I don't understand the
drive. I kind of agree with Crash Bandicoot.
They just don't make sense to me. I'm sorry if they're fans of the
If you get rid of Rayman, you would get rid of the Raving Rabbids.
I'm okay with that. Exactly.
Yeah, wow.
I know, other people are fans of them. I'm more confused than really fans of anything.
Fail.
Oh, God.
Rabbids are fail.
Don't mess with time, children. Aw, oh, Jay, you silly boy. Anyway...
You can mess with time if you like. Absolutely no repercussions at all. Isn't that right, Jane?
Who am I again?
Jane. Her name is Jane.
Jane from where?
Damn, you hit your head on that anvil pretty hard, didn't you?
I hit my head on it a lot.
You're going to work Monday, by the way.
I am?
Mm-hmm. I've got to get asylum here, remember?
Right.
One of these days she'll catch up with my little flights of fancy on the basis of people's comments, but until that time, we'll continue on with the questions.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
If you could... bring time we had done that, but we kind of agree on Bandicoot, don't we? Bandicoot, or Rayman, or Final Fantasy. Or Warcraft.
I'd never get rid of Warcraft. I would die inside if I didn't have Warcraft, you demon.
Yes, but if it didn't exist in the first place, you wouldn't know.
I would have died inside because I would have known there would be a gap in my life because there wouldn't.
Yes, but if I changed it, then the time would change around you and you wouldn't realize it.
I would realize it.
How?
That's the point.
Jacob says, has anyone noticed my absence? Who's Jacob?
He keeps showing up and he grovels at your feet and adores you.
Can you please go with me on these?
There's no fun in that.
Are you case?
He did that today.
Do you track, keep track of American football? if I see something on it. On the BBC, like I did earlier, actually.
Or anything that actually mildly would entertain you about it.
Like I said, they showed the Super Bowl last year.
On just
over in the UK, and it was like I used to sort of vaguely keep track of it when it was on Channel 4 and like the
late 80s, as is tradition.
And I hadn't seen it for ages, and I went back to it, and it struck me as how goddamn boring it is.
Half of the people who watch the Super Bowl watch it only for the commercials because they're $1 million a minute, or $1 million a commercial, excuse me.
Yeah.
For airtime.
But if a meteor is zooming down to Earth, what do you do?
Depends where it's going.
It depends how big it is. Well, actually, yeah, he's probably right. There is probably a meteor zooming down towards Earth. It's probably the size of a pea at the moment, and it's probably going to burn up in the atmosphere, so not particularly fast.
Did they really call those meteors, though?
We've gone from free to A.
Yeah, because somebody...
Scream, help someone's name, and help.
Oh, that's like answers to the question.
Hmm. Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, scream help, someone's name help. Attempt to jump out of the way like a ninja. Use a bat try to hit it to wet your pants. E, your choice. What, your choice of pants? Hmm. I'll just ignore.
Just ignore it.
I'll ignore it. I'd send it to Coventry.
That's such a British thing to do, is they'd be like...
I'd ignore it.
Just whatever.
That's American teenagers, what is whatever.
Fine!
Brits would just carry on and complain that it's preventing them getting to work.
Help! The bus is late.
Something like that. Do you receive HD programming? Well, we would if it was on Freeview.
HD converter. We don't even have an HD TV, I don't
think. That TV is HD ready.
There you have it.
There we go. What's your thoughts on Fallout 3? Not played it. Not really that interested in playing it. Ask Blake Draco. He's playing it.
Yep.
We're done. Trips has questions. As I wasn't there, SOS, what was the super secret thing?
We had several.
There were several super secret things.
We had one, which you hand-designed, hand-approved, and yet still didn't really get that much credit for, which was the art books that everyone got. I thought that was one of the secrets.
That was one of the secret things. The other super secret, hyper secret thing was the...
prototype.
The prototype.
For Sonic and the Black Knight, controller holder, and it's like, pretty much was... I can't remember what it's called.
Basically, I will be lending you Fallout 3 once I've aced the game score. I don't want it.
I'll play it then, you lazy butthead. I want to play it. I want to play these games. God.
Well, then I'm sure Blake will offer it to you.
Alright then.
Ask him. Ask him!
Cool like that, unlike some people I live with.
Oh, shush. Both, I suppose, even though you're living together, what will you get Sega All-Star Racing on, and what will you get Mario and Sonic games?
Well, that'll be funny, because Sonic and...
We'll be getting it on Wii and DS.
Because he collects every single version there is, in spite of the fact that we don't actually own all of the consoles, and we'll be borrowing...
I was a bit annoyed, actually, because I was meant to take Winter Olympics DS with me to Italy on the plane and play it there, and I forgot. But All-Star Racing is going to be on 360.
Cool.
I'll also get a PS3 copy and a free copy.
People know now. You just have all this stuff. I won't lend it to Hawk, because you'll swap.
Ooh, Blake says, I won't lend it to Hawk, which will swap it for a World of Warcraft disc.
He's already tried to play it, and he wouldn't even. I hate everyone. I'm not doing these shows anymore. I quit. Y'all suck. Y'all hate my stuff. Nobody turns around and actually likes what I like. So you know what? Y'all suck. Y'all can suck whatever I've got. So that's that. I'm done. I quit until I get a formal apology from you and Jason. Because that is enough. That is enough trashing on me. That is enough picking on me. That is enough not coming around and actually trying the games that I bring forward and say, hey, this would be a good quality game if you gave it a shot. He gave it 3 minutes. You gave it to character creation. And nobody... gives me any sympathy on it. So there, besides Blue Blur, besides the people who actually give half a sniff. All right? I quit. That is it. You can do the show on your own. That is it. And if you have something to say, then you can say it after the show. You finish it. I will start dinner. I will see you later.
Ugh. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building. Yes, Hawk does indeed fail at noticing ribbing. Anyway, continuing on. Yeah, we'll get all those. Digi says, Sonic was known to Sonic the Knights would reign supreme. Quite possibly, actually. But then again, there was no Sonic, there wouldn't be a Sonic team. Well, there would be a Sonic team, but they'd be called maybe Knights team. All very confusing. Alright. So, it's time for more music. In fact, it's time to end the show, actually, funnily enough. Yeah, that was quite funny, actually, I've got to say. Sorry. Dun 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 dun. STK, you were kicked for saying it over and over and over again, which is very silly. Oh dear. Anyway, music time. What music have we got? Let's see. Because there was requests still. Those are a bit. Let's have. I was going to have something I saw earlier. Where is it? We have some Fear Factory. Because I was listening to it semi earlier. And we're also going to have. Live at the Spring Yard by Harmony. So those are your two tracks to end the show. We will see you, I will see you in a couple of weeks when there'll be all sorts going on. All sorts. Yeah, promise. I'll be at NGK. This has been Radio Redux, and I will see you in 2 weeks' time. Bye for now.